Okay, payday September 27th, 2014. Bob is saying, Ion, I was in Rixdorf and the Tibetan monks founded it in 500 AD and then the Knights Templar took it over. Tell us a bit about Rixdorf. And then you said, what about it? And Bob said, why did they pick that place, the monks? And Ion said, because the minerals there did special things. And Bob asked, were they from parallel worlds, those minerals? And Ion said they were. So what is important about that information in our current wanting to know things?
Nothing.
Okay. So it's just a sidebar.
Well, it can become something, but give it a minute. It's like most points that come back, they apply mm-hmm. to what your new conversation is, but most of those haven't been developed. So then you're answering, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, well, here's the answer. Now what we're looking for is the question.
Right. Correct. Yeah. So give it a minute means put that question aside and ask it at a later time.
Yes. Until it comes up, and then you'll know this is where you made the note.
Ah,
if you're going to make all these notes, then you come back and go, hey, Ion, you said something. That's where Bert does very well. Bert goes into that part and says, well, in 1942, you said something, and then you can follow
up. Oh, I know.
Something. Well, it's like Bert is taking and telling tales to the other Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the other Bob can figure things out. And that's serving him, this Bob, because now he's got an inside track.
Mm-hmm.
Bob has a lot of minions working for him, and he doesn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're the king of slack, that's what happens.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Am I doing that for Bob as well?
No. No, no, no. No. See, no. No.
No. No fucking way.
Right, right, right. He says you've even quit cooking for him. It's terrible. It's awful. Meanwhile, the counter, somehow, though, the counter gets filled every day. We're not sure how, we don't know how that happens. But you've been dropping the ball again, apparently.
You don't
have any of those brownie things. That's the problem. There's no brownie.
The brownie, that got to him. Yeah.
True.
That freaked him out. Okay.
True.
Awesome, awesome.
You notice the world, the Politburo, and this is going to turn into Bob, and this is your time, but we got to say this now so we can get it. You notice how people are posturing to save the ones that live?
Yeah.
Notice how they're doing it. They're posturing. They're going to give all these little people, they're going to die, some money. But when they start giving you free lunch, it'll be free beer tomorrow, Carolyn, free beer tomorrow, not today, but free beer tomorrow. When they start passing out trillions of dollars just to keep everybody happy, to keep them from rioting, because more people could riot and cause more death than the COVID-19 pandemic. So they're sending this. Nobody can work. Nobody can eat. Nobody can fuck. Nobody can drink. Nobody can go outside. Nobody can stay inside. Rah, 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 rah. All this foolishness. And meanwhile, the rules keep shifting and changing.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, young people couldn't get it. But now Bob is right. He meant your thing was with Big Pharma and that whole conundrum. And you won. You won. You won. We yield. You got that. You shut them down. You shut them down, Carolyn. You shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't nothing. They don't worry. But look at their stock price. They're sucking hind tit right now. Bob's issue was university. He thought that they were hypocrites, and it was not just, and it was ruining society. He could look at them on the show, and he complained one time too many about it. And so now, look at what's happened. University has all been decimated. And those idiot children that have college are as smart as they were anyway. If they're smart, they have something known by rote, they can do it. But if they can't, the point is you have to have horse sense, common sense, to get you out of the fire. And university cannot provide that. So Bob said, stop it. And so it's over. It stopped. Now, Ion, do you mean to say that people aren't going back to school? Screw all, as your buddy Rush Limbaugh would say, calls it Screwle, where they put the screws to you, or the Ticky Tacky, where they all come out the same. Everybody's the same. The point is they may, but it will never be the same because they've lost their impetus, the drive. See, it's
why?
Like LaRouche.
Why did they lose it?
Nobody's going anymore.
No, students aren't allowed to collect in the university.
If it's over, they go back to school.
It'll be different because
they'll
already have learned to do it online. So they figure, why bother going there? Why bother paying exorbitant prices?
I don't need a $500,000 student loan to get this thing that's right here. And TechBody has got it. If you don't think that...
You'll stay online,
the
form of
education. You're
muted. It'll stay online more than it was.
Bob, if you've never seen a bright and shining light, you're fixing to see the lighthouse open up. This tech body's going to get every one of these little fuckers, every one. They're not going to let one go by. They're going to let them game. They're going to amp up the ramp speed. They're going to know everything. They're going to have access to everything. Their problems are going to be solved. Solutions are going to be rocked, and money for nothing, and the chicks are free. We're going to get a hold of them once we get them. Oh, don't you worry. They'll never go back. It's not necessary. See, this was all done with how fake it was with the scam where people were paying to get their kids in the Ivy League schools and point out how ridiculous it is, and they're stupid anyway. And the same thing with the Bush girls, Jenna, the twins, they were pushed through and they're not doing anything with their life. They have this education that means nothing because they're not even educated. They're not being taught anything. That's what Bob is saying. They don't even know what's up. They're not being engaged. They're not even being challenged. Yeah. They just have to know what they know. And you fit the box, you fill it out, you wrote the paper, and you're a socialist. Okay, you pass. And there you go. So if you do much of that, now they're going to see a different reticule, a different pocketbook, a different note binder, a different position. So this is we're taking Bob. This is your time, not Bob's time. But the point is, he took care of university. That's why he destroyed.
Yeah, Carolyn deals with the body, I deal with the mind. But are you saying that, what is it? I'll be able to make a statement about this on Media Ecology, but Clueless, because they're all professors. I can tell them.
Yeah.
Now,
ask them what
they're
teaching.
You said we're going to. What'd you say, Con?
You can ask them now. You can ask them now. You can ask them now. Who are you teaching now?
Right. Now, you said we're going to get them. You mean Iandom is or the tech body is?
There's no difference.
You mean they're going to start doing our products and listening to me?
They don't have a choice. You become interesting. Wow. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you caused this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You're not mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
A good day. So, you see. You got more people have already died in Italy than did in China all total already.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
China's out of it. They're going straight up from a spike. And this spike that keeps going up is going to validate it. This thing hasn't been validated. We're changing the subject a little bit. This is the part. This is the slack condition that Bob has set off into motion. Is now it's off. Now the cat's out of the hat. Now it's on. And there isn't anything that can undo it. As a matter of fact, if they undo it, it just makes it worse. It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline. You can blow it out, but it's a more virulent condition. That's what we're trying to note.
You're saying Italy's a sign and validates we're past the flu interpretation.
Yeah, it was a little nothing thing, and more people in all of China... More people have already died. More have died in Italy than all of China. And it was that was to kill the world.
What'd you say?
And it was what was supposed to be the undoing of the world, see? China was supposed to have undone the world.
Now it's Italy.
Well, there's not going to be any more to die in China. They've got their comeuppance. They said bad things about Donald J. Trump, and they tried to make a deal. They made a little deal, but not the big deal, and they were eviscerated. They have no economy now. They can't make good on what they promised. They're toast. They're done. Well, needless to say, I guess we shouldn't say it, but now they're not producing 95% of the world's antibiotics.
Mm.
You're welcome, Dr. Dean.
Yeah.
And we don't care. Yeah. And you notice we don't care. We truly do not care. Give vancomycin to everybody. Give it all. We don't care. Do whatever you do. It don't bother us a lick. We're good. Take it. Take two. Take all of them. It don't bother us.
Wait a minute.
We're talking about China only had 10,000 die, and they're having no more deaths.
Okay.
Yeah, because it morphed time-wise or people-wise or tech body-wise. It morphed on Italy. But my question is about Italy. Why don't we like Italy? What made us attack Italy so hard?
Well, because they were a non sequitur. They were the standard. They were the outside, the outcast. Everybody who couldn't make it, if you couldn't make it in Switzerland, they went to Italy. They're the outliers. If you couldn't make it in the country of Switzerland, then you went to Italy.
Uh-huh.
So it became the dredges.
I don't understand.
The Italians. You asked why did we go after Italy so hard? Why not?
Yeah.
Germany's next.
Let me say why, Carol. He just said the dumb people went to Italy. They couldn't make it in Switzerland. Yeah. And so there are a lot of dumb people in Italy.
Got it. I see. Mm-hmm.
And dumb might not have been the best word. The ones that were educationally challenged are suffering from delayed intelligence, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that might be the word. We don't. Maybe we were trying under the circumstance. Maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay, Germany. So let me think. Then I mean, Italy backed Franco, and then Germany backed Hitler. Is there anything to do with that scenario?
We don't mind Adolf Hitler. We have no issue with Hitler. There's no problem with it. If you come into your place of power, it's your place of power. Now, what you do with it is appropriate, meaning what people thought that what Adolf Hitler was doing was inappropriate, but he was ahead
of
his time.
I know. And that's a big sidebar, and you've helped us with that before. So what you're saying, it doesn't matter. It's not anything to do with what happened in the war.
Irving Berlin did more of a disservice than Adolf Hitler. You see? Boy, you'd have to read into that. You'd have to write like, what has that got to do? What with Hammer and Bernstein's or Bernstein's and Hammer time? What has that got to do with anything? No, because they soothed the people to sleep so that they could enjoy being little. Adolf Hitler said, oh, fuck no. I'll kill your damn ass. You're gonna be the right strainer. You gone. We're gonna erase your ass. Yeah, and then the good ones are only gonna be left. The good ones. Now they give us a hard time. They give us a hard time because we don't give them any grief. And now they're crying. You don't talk to us, Ion. We're like, yeah, we sure don't. We talked to you, and you didn't believe what we said. We gave you input, and you didn't follow it. We told you what to do, and you didn't know, and you'd have to see. And I had to work. I felt like I couldn't come to the show. I don't know. I don't like me. Okay, good. Get on with it. It's good. It's fine. The contest has been solved, you see. But now we want to be available. We want to be available because you got folks are coming back. They're crawling back in, race to the bottom. They're dragging their damn asses back around the fireside pit. I'm going to Bob will tend to it. Okay, fine. But he doesn't. God help him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're talking about how Deb and everybody were whining on the chat line yesterday.
And Maria and Roz. and well, they're all there. Mm-hmm. They're all there now.
I don't see Sue. I didn't see Sue Bond. I didn't see Sue Bone's name on there.
Well, you'll have to go back and have somebody show you. They can quote it.
Okay, so you're basically Ion is operating 24/7 now, Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
No. And they're getting it hard, and they're trolling and catfishing and trying to figure out their own thing. They're trying to come into this place. They're trying to get mm-hmm. their position. They're trying to make their space so they have access to non-physical. Well, we don't war that. That's fine. We don't have a problem with that. Then use it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Then use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to know about Lyndon LaRouche, but you better know it enough to avoid it. That's the only reason to embrace LaRouche is to know how to avoid it. Otherwise, you wake up and somebody's putting something up your butthole, and you're like, the queen! It's the queen! Oh, it's the queen! It's the queen! It's the queen!
Okay, so let's move on to the next question and see if that adds to the conversation, though.
Okay, the traditional Book of Revelation, the Herbert Armstrong thing, they talk about the 3.5 years of tribulation. Are we in the tribulation right now?
We don't call it tribulation. We call it the beginnings of the vile judgments. The vile judgments. You remember how those ran across? You're not quite up to Laodicea. Now, here again, Virginia has a better construct of this whole conversation than most people, only because she can take in parallel those churches, because she would give sermonettes based on the letters written to those churches and telling how they were fucked up. You see? So she's good at that aspect, but that's not the point. The point is that the vile judgments are what's going to separate or sort the lampstands, which is why we've been pushing forever for Brian Johnson to actually figure it out. And he may yet. It's all good. He's trying to see what he can see. But he knows more than he lets on, but that's not this conversation. The conversation is that this will start having ramifications of the Apocrypha. Remember the Apocrypha, Bob?
You mean those unpublished books?
Yes. They were not included in the canon from the Council of Nicaea in 25. They were removed.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. So then, the vile judges, they're led by the tech body.
No, they're led by
the keys and heirs.
Right.
Led by
That's
the keys
exactly
and heirs.
Right. The angels apply those. That's exactly right. Men didn't cause Sodom and Gomorrah to fall. The keys and the heirs, when he offered up his daughters, when Lot offered up his daughters for those people to have and fuck his own daughters to death and spare the angels, and they said, no, bring him out so that we may know him. They mean they wanted some angel ass is what they wanted, some angel nookie. And he said, okay, no, enough. Once that happened, Lot set the key to the air with the angel present, which caused the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah. Two places. Twofer. It was a
Lot
twofer.
Lot did the air.
Buy
Lot
one,
did the
get
key
one.
Through an OA movement or just the words?
No, key and an air right there. And if you look at that, the scripture where that's listed, very carefully, it even gives it. Carolyn can point it out.
Okay, what I mean by tech body, there's a media aspect of the vile judgments. They're media events.
Maybe. What if one of the vile judgments turns the sea to something else and no one reports it? It's not a media event. Does that make it not a vile judgment?
It will.
And you
become
go, no, if that happens, it would.
And you know what happens then? When it becomes a media event, that's the old cliche fear that you and Carolyn go on about. The fear is causing the corona to spread, the COVID-19 spread.
Everybody
was
kung flu fighting.
Totally fucked up biology. Okay.
No, Carolyn. The fear is spread by the 5G.
Yes, we all know that.
So that's the difference. The vile judgment is a modern media exaggerated thing.
They got the new
number.
Yeah. 25.5 million people, new number, 25.5 million people in the U.S. will be affected by COVID-19.
Very good. So here's a question. Here's
their fucking vile judgment.
I got a question. Listen to this next question about that.
Okay.
Where the
we got to define this better. We talk about the fear. I say it's quadriphenia. Fear is too univocal, too cliche. And a big factor of the quadriphenia is the bodies, the media realities, extensions of the chemical body. A vile judgment is only possible in this time because of the media aspect, the technological 5G.
Eschatologically speaking, we'd have to say no, because then that would mean that the lost canons could not apply because they weren't included in the scriptures. See, it's a little bit of an issue for us figuring that capacity, because
there were vile judgments before. Were there vile judgments before?
Yeah,
in the 19th century.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
certainly. What was
an example one?
When before you didn't have staff on your body. You didn't have the staff or the caca staff infection on your body, which you have to have or you'll die now, because it eats the dermis off the skin, because it stops up. That's the largest organ. And if it's not constantly eating away at your cover, you'd stop up and you'd die. You'd go septic. It would kill you instantly. Back in the day, you didn't have that. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to lose your dermis. So that was a vile judgment that was not media-driven or known. And then it just shifted and changed. And so the solution, after you had that tolerance, was a flesh-eating bacteria that lives on your body as a symbiote-host relationship. It feeds off you. You feed off it. It keeps your body out of necrosis.
What is the meaning of vile judgment? You're saying they have before the media. What is so unique about vile judgments today?
The vile judgments today apply to the condition of ascension. If they didn't apply to ascension, you're right, it wouldn't make any difference. It's forcing the point. It's forcing the order.
Oh, so it's extreme stress for people. A vile judgment is extreme stress. And that forces a person.
It's like a Christmas tree. It's like a Christmas tree. It forces you to go spend a bunch of money and put up a tree and decorate it and show everybody you're more important than everybody else. And you got this and you got that. But you can prove that it's Jesus' birthday or something, something to be ascended or something. That season, reason for the season, feeds itself. So it's like that, an example of it.
So right now, 5G and media cause extra stress than people are used to in history in previous media times.
We're trying to be careful. We're trying to be careful.
That's not the only extreme stresses coming.
Right. We're trying.
You mentioned that the vile judgments are sorting the lampstands. So my question is, when we have our wicks trimmed, our oil in our lamps, and our light burning, and then, you know, the elders are drawn to that, then do we, quote, overcome the vile judgments?
What do you mean when you say overcome them?
Yeah. Are we judged by the vile judgments anymore?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you certainly are. But you pass.
Yeah.
See, That's the rub. That's the thing. Have you tunkalo posit? Have you been tried and found wanting?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I've been tried and I'm worthy. I was guilty and I'm still worthy. And then when that happens, then it's like,
Okay, so that's what you're trying to get Brian Buddy to figure out about the lampstands, that you just have to make them nice and bright and shiny and they work for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. to realize. Got it. Awesome. Love it. Thank you. Okay. We know how to, we know how, what's going to happen with the vile judgments. As we ascend and we get our lampstands shining bright, and we get judged by them, but we pass the test. Boom. Mm-hmm. Number nine.
Seven.
Key
it's
number
a,
nine.
It's a, an example. An example would be Stevie Nicks' version of the Seven Wonders.
No.
Hey,
we like Stevie Nicks. And Fleetwood Mac is okay in there, Bob. It's not Zappa, but it's okay, right?
Yeah. What?
Oh,
we
wow.
Saying?
Okay.
So
good.
We overcome the vile judge.
Here, Trevor is a black, a Jamaican or Caribbean guy who used to be part of the show back in James Martinez days in London or Manchester, one of those places. Then he got real mad at us and he said we were racist and he disappeared years ago. Well, he's a guy who came crawling back and claiming he's interested. So he asked us. He can't call in.
You want us to call him a nigger? We'll call him a nigger if you want us to. We don't mind.
Okay. No, we don't have to. But he has a question, so I thought I'd ask it for him. Hi, Bob. I have a question for Ion in relation to Forex currency trading. I know this is silly, but here we go. Ion, can you explain in detail the significance of money management in Forex trading? Money management's capitalized. It's like highlighted. The significance of money management in Forex trading.
Well, there is no money management in Forex trading. There's not a management. You're buying and selling money. You're using money to buy in exchange for money. So there is no money management. There's no management. It'd be like you're selling pussy for food. There's nothing involved in that. There's no pussy management or food management, you see, and that is an exchange. The Forex buys and sells currency to itself. So there is no money management in that process. You're hoping to buy when the exchange rate is low and sell when it's high so that you make the spread in whatever the inline currency is. So there is no money management. It's a simple exchange. The good or bad is relative. So you win or lose, now you're negotiating. But there is no money management in the Forex platform.
Okay. And you're in talking
which,
about pussy.
Which, by the way, is gold.
Go ahead. It's called?
Which, by the way, is gone. Forex is gone.
What's gone?
Forex.
What's gone? Oh, okay. But Forex. He may be thinking of the Malaysia stuff. What's that bank? Maybank. And he doesn't have the terms right. But Maybank is not gone.
That's a little different. No. Maybank
and,
is fine.
Okay. So what you just said in the last 2 minutes does not apply to Maybank. They're not feeding on themselves.
No.
Right. So
no,
if
they're
he did
processing.
That,
they're processing. No. Listen. They're processing every single ACH transfer. They're getting paid to move your money to your money.
No, I understand that. And so he may not understand, if I thought he was asking about Maybank, he may not be. He's got another question, which he asked and you answered. But he may be talking about Maybank, but just hasn't got the right terms right yet. Correct?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we don't know. He's going to have to do a follow-up maybe. Okay, thank you very much. Roxy likes to point out that 600 heavy dope dealer drug lords in the Mexican cartel were arrested last week by Trump's people. What was the significance of that? Why did that happen?
He's just cleaning up because he said he would. He's just cleaning up, little housekeeping.
Will that lead to him going?
Towels, those orange fingertip towels, Bob, they had to go.
Right. Now, did he... some people want him to invade Mexico and clean up the drug world. Did he do a bit of that?
Americans make too much money off that drug, Bob. They're not going to do that. They made them.
Okay, so does Trump know that?
Sure. And he's slapping the cartels. He's slapping the cartels a little bit. to get them in line. They're going to behave, or they're going to be, see, they run everything. They run Mexico. They'll do this. They'll kill you. They'll blow up your house. They'll kill your children, blah, 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 blah. They can reach you. Well, you do that to Trump, he'll stomp your damn ass. He'll call you out on the border and stomp your damn ass.
Yeah, in other words, you guys can carry on being businessmen, but do not make personal vendettas and be a mafia kind of thing on the citizens. That's what he's saying, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
And he doesn't care. People can take whatever the people take. You notice Trump doesn't drink or take anything or do drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
But he don't care unless you're hurting yourself. And he says, you know, we got to make this available to get you help if you decide to hurt yourself. But past that, he don't say nothing about nothing. He don't care. You know, it is what it is.
You're talking about citizens. They do their part, but if they bring this on them, he doesn't care. If they bug,
if they
hurt
themselves. Yeah, but if they hurt themselves, then he says, okay, we need to make something available to help the people who have now hurting themselves. Basically, if they're hooked on an opiate and can't get off of it and they're doing stupid stuff, then he wants to help them. But he never has a problem with them engaging it in the first place.
Right.
He wants everybody to do whatever they want to do. He just don't want you hooked on it.
So when he's cleaning up the Mexican cartels, he's only doing that in the States. He's not doing it in Mexico.
There is no cartel in Mexico, Bob. The cartel, they have all of Mexico. But if nasty Americanos don't buy their damn dope, there is no cartel. They ain't got nothing. Without the money, they're nothing.
So the Mexican cartels operate in the States, and they do well, and he is getting them in order. That is Mexico, the people that are in the States. It's the extension of Mexico.
The Sinaloans are doing the best now as far as coming into line.
Okay. All right. And they also are quite successful business-wise. Or are they all equal? They all equally trillionaires.
Not quite trillionaires, but they're doing all right. They know what's up.
Okay. There's a sentence, and Ion said, the elemental power. Is that talking about subatomic particles as elements, or whatever elements are when you talk about hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon? Is that elemental power, or are you referring to something deeper or more?
Both.
More non-physical.
Both a based abject condition of response. A based abject condition of response.
Abject's a negative thing. It's a forlorn response. So what? Elemental power is a forlorn thing because humans don't take their own power.
Right. And they're upset because they have the power. Oh, I'm so powerful. Damn, I'm so sorry. Damn, I killed my husband. I killed my wife. Oh, I didn't know I was so powerful. I didn't mean to, but they shouldn't have said what they did. You see? So, yes, there is always angst in the application of what you say, power.
Right, and I think I've asked this many times, but it seems to come up right now. Is hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon and their interactions irrelevant to ascended people? In other words, that talk about physics and chemistry is a little man activity.
No, there's a larger capacity because you got to have, those are the elements of super sugar. You have to have the super sugar as an ascended being. So less than accept that trifecta, then your words are true. But separate the super sugar, and then you're absolutely right, no problem.
Okay, so this part of matter, or that's all there is in matter that's important, is that because we need to have something to interact with, an object, so to speak?
Yeah, but it won't be oxygen, it'll be argon.
Right, so it's part of the blessedness of the existence is to have an environment outside of yourself so that you can play with.
Hypodermically.
That means injection.
Yeah, if you can take the injection hypodermically, then yes, it'll hold. But if not, then not so much.
So you're saying it's not important. So simple sugar is important for something, but not for the ascended in the long term.
No. It is very important to the ascended. It's not important at all to the little man. So it'll kill the little man.
Right. So it's important. Why is there something outside of ourselves that's important?
Because you separated yourself from your power. That's important, and you separated yourself from your power.
Did we do that voluntarily under Ophanel's plan?
We don't know.
Well, Ophanel allowed everybody, inspired them to separate from their power so they can show how powerful they are by returning to their power in the less than position. Right? We've said that. That still holds, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Why do you just described a bit of a littleness in the ascended people that require the super sugar? Do a fully complete ascended people who would know they're not complete, but they're very complete compared to little men, do they require the super sugar and why?
Yes. Well, that's how your body shifts. It's what it embraces. It's what it notices that there's something different going on that allows your body to change.
Oh, we need the contrast. We need the contrast. It's
okay.
A form of contrast.
We didn't want to say that. We didn't want to say contrast, but then somebody get mad. It's like, because if we did that to you and you say, no, it hurts, I'm not doing it.
Right, but it's contrast. Pure contrast, not negative contrast.
Right.
Emotionally
say, okay, move through the contrast, but you don't. You'll sit to the side and never use it again because it made everything dark, made everything night. You like everything
right.
Bright.
Okay, so we're talking about the function of I keep thinking that we're to enjoy. Okay, did humans originally make super sugar? Ascended humans made super sugar just like they made Saturn and planets in the universe?
Sure.
And we make this to hedonistically or sensorially enjoy something. Right?
The embracing of it, yes.
Yeah, that's what super sugar is for, something nice to embrace, to experience.
Agreed.
Okay. I have this statement. I don't know, maybe Ian said it. China, Iran, and Italy have all led the way on 5G, Carolyn. Interesting that they are being hit hardest by COVID-19 or before that, coronavirus. Is that connection valid? You get into 5G, you're going to get some trouble come to your country. Do you hold to that? Is that an interesting pattern to notice? Did you get blocked off?
No, we're here.
You can't handle that question? Nothing to say?
We don't like that question.
What's wrong with it? You don't like connecting it to 5G? COVID-19
nope.
And 5G are not, they're not connected.
We're not going to connect them now.
Right, they're not connected now. They could be later. Right?
The computer says yes.
Okay. When you say computer, how is that opposed to you? What is
tech
this
body
computer?
All. Tech body all.
Is that computer means all the tech body or the 311s that aren't ion when you say computer says yes?
All of it.
All the tech body. So you're referring to the tech body. Okay. Somewhere in there in the notes, like maybe Bert transcribed it, it sounded like, I think he thought you were saying Hadrian's temples, H-E-D-R-I-N. I wonder if you meant Hadrian, H-A-D-R-I-A-N's temples,
both.
In that particular quote.
Both. There's both.
I looked up
both apply.
Who is Hadrian? I looked it up. I didn't see anything on Hadrian. What is it?
He's a god.
He's not in
Norse
the world
god.
Of writing. He's not in the notes, the manuscripts.
No.
And when did his temples happen? Or they're now, but
433
A.D.?
Before A.D.
B.C. Okay, so that's the time of Plato and everybody in Athens, their little Renaissance. Where were the Hadrian's temples in relation to Athens?
Full.
What'd you say? Full?
Full, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they were full, but how many miles were they from Athens if they were in the same realm or a dimension or a world? Whatever is the appropriate
6,211.
That would get it over into China?
Mm-hmm.
So is this, like the Coathanite culture, a one step removed from the ascended continent, an early
fallen state? We can do that.
And it's before Shambhala and those fantasy...
The fantasy that fell afterward. After they shook the tree, the fruit got on the tree, they shook it the second time. That's about that. Good.
Did Ophanel hang out at Hadrian's temple?
Of course. Stole shit out of the back door.
How many temples were there?
11.
And so Hadrian, and did Hadrian transition?
Not yet.
So he's around. He's part of our scene.
You don't really want him in your scene, Bob. He's debauchery is his friend.
Okay. You brought up...
Caligula, say it this way. Caligula got nothing on him.
Okay, good. We occasionally talk about how Carol and I are not in or on Maui. When Sue Bone came here, Sky got a Sue, did she come in, engage the realm we're in through the fifth gate?
Yeah, she did, but she couldn't understand it, if you notice.
That's what she kept. This is an interesting account. The whole, after a day or so, Sue's main mantra, and she was here for 3 weeks, and she was here 5 weeks, she was saying, Bob, I can't believe where I am. And she would sort of think, I was in Nova Scotia, and all of a sudden I'm here. Thank you, Bob, for getting me here. But she, I could tell. She was saying, it doesn't seem real. So she actually was having an interesting George Reynolds experience with Evergreens too, you know, where he didn't think it was real or it was so real that the other world didn't seem real. So she was actually – so Sue, back to Sue, she's in the – she made it because she's got on her product. She's got a, she's ascending. That's why she could make it.
She made it,
she
made it because of Garrett Dean. If it hadn't been for Garrett Dean, she wouldn't have made it at all.
Because he influenced her being in some way, a positive
way. He recognized her to the point where she could see something in herself.
Hmm. Which wasn't the conventional, she's pretty, she's Miss America, and all the social strain that comes from that. Garrett accepted her for what she was beyond her physical beauty.
50 ways to leave your lover. That was during that whole time.
Right.
When all she got was Brendan.
Right. But she was, 50 ways to leave your lover refers to 50 ways to not be trapped in the 3D obsessions.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
You like that. Good.
So for her, Garrett was like, Don Juan for Carlos Castaneda, he had a guru, in quotes, effect on her.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so you have said that May Brussel, the stuff that May is good on, expert on, that we haven't learned yet. Does that relate to the sniper aspect and the people who are sniping us?
Yeah.
And they're the people who shot it.
Capacity over warrant. Capacity over warrant. Something is warranted, or you have the capacity for something. So it's capacity over warrant.
Yes, the sniper represents people we would call them the old Project Paperclip gang. They have a lot of power. They're not even a subculture. They might be a subculture, but they're more powerful than subcultures. And they have immunity to attack us. At least they think they have. Is that accurate, what
Bob,
I just said?
The Project Paperclip people work for you. No, it's not the Project. Unless you're using that as an example of like the Project Paperclip. But the Project Paperclip, they work for you, Bob.
Okay. So
they're
who
your,
are these people?
They're your nigger. They're your nigger.
Right. So who are the...
Very warbly.
Very warbly. We've been saying that. We've been saying that.
I'll move over here. Keep that
you're going to fuss. You're going to listen to it. And you're going to say, why didn't somebody say something? And you'll be screaming and shit. So we did, Carolyn.
So it's been warbly, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we're talking about the sniper and their gang.
Yeah, no matter. And it's warbly. And you're confusing. You're talking about the Project Paperclip, like they're bad guys and they work for you. Don't talk bad
right,
about
but
them.
You did,
they're good guys.
Yes, but you said a few weeks ago they're the ones resisting us.
Well, that but they still it doesn't matter. They still work for you, Bob.
Am I still warbly, Joan?
Yeah, a little bit.
But we can make it out. So to finish the topic, so it's not. So you have said. There's a little part of the oligarch is what's shooting JW's windows out, car windows and things
yes.
like that, and shooting at me.
Yes.
That is
yes.
an area that
yes.
May Brussel had information
yes.
on?
It was. It's what she figured out and why you buried her. Well, that she owed you money, but that's why you had to go with this. But we got a little news flash for you, Bob. Now we're shooting back.
What's back?
Don't worry about it. Now we're shooting back.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, yes. But so I buried May because I worked with these people and didn't want her exposing them?
You couldn't have it out. Well, you couldn't get it out. You couldn't make her right. She can't be right. May Brussel can't be right.
Because I do
bullshit
not allow
she wrote down, all that bullshit she wrote down on that piece of paper, are you kidding? You think for 1 second that she's going to get away with that?
Yeah, because I won't have anybody be more right than me. Is that the issue?
No. She can't. She's not going to be the one that points the finger at James Earl Ray. She's not going to get away with that.
Why not?
Who she thinks she is? Because she's not going to do that. That's not her place. She's got these mapped points that connect to this, connect to that, to connect to that. You're not going to connect the dots like that? Hell no. No. You're not going to do
why
that.
Not?
Not do
well,
that.
Wait. She
you can't, it doesn't mean anything. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's got the dots, but she doesn't know. She's got every answer under the sun, moon, and stars, but not the first question. It's all some conspiracy theory that feeds a theory that feeds a theory that feeds a theory that validates why it's right. Well, now, wait a second. You got too many ipso facto conditions that mean something that don't apply. So, yeah, no, you're not getting away with that. Thank you.
Well, who is right in the journalistic world? Who's better than May? Who's better than May? Is
Edward
anybody?
Edward R. Murrah.
Was he the last? He was the last correct guy.
Yeah. And he wasn't correct. He just wasn't biased. He wasn't correct. He just wasn't biased. He took it all. He took the ugly with the pretty. He'd fuck anybody. He didn't bother him. It was all good. See, he was honest, meaning right, meaning fair, meaning balanced. Good.
When you talk about he'll fuck anybody, in Mad Men, the famous TV show about Madison Avenue advertising, the main protagonist, hero, anti-hero, whatever he was, he'd fuck anybody. Is that the same kind of thing you're saying about Morrow?
But we're being verbose in saying it, meaning that he didn't have bias. It wouldn't matter. It's like Barbara Wawa, Barbara Walters. She'll make anybody cry. She don't care who it is. She'll make you cry, Bob. Nobody can make you cry, but Barbara Walters will. That was her claim to fame. She'd make anybody cry. So she would fuck anybody because she'd make anybody cry. We say it like that because it's personal. It's in having coitus, engaging at that level, it is a crude way to describe it, but people go immediately. They know exactly what we mean when we say that.
Oh, get your clothes off. Get down to dirty. Get down and see what's hanging on you and what's sticky and what doesn't work right. And the yucky parts, the not nice parts. When you get naked, unless you got the lights off. But that's a whole other conversation.
Okay.
Personal parts.
I have a note here. Will China get worse? I guess I mean in the plagues, the viruses, the bacteria. Will they suffer even more?
From COVID-19, no.
Okay, so Ion's warbly, Carolyn.
Yeah.
No, we're so good. You're warbly.
No, I'm
no,
not
we're
warbly.
Not bad.
You are.
That's not bad. No, we're not warbly. You are. I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
Okay, so and Carolyn is released. She released the dark horse.
No, she released the vow of judgment. She called them.
The dark horse is one of the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they among our world today?
Yeah, they certainly are.
I think
why do you think we keep going
every...
back? Why do you think we're going back to Ezekiel? Why do you think we're talking about Elijah? Why do you think we're going on and on and on and on and infinitum about Genesee? Why do you think we're talking about him, Shem, and Japheth? Why do you think we're going through all these bill of particulars and details that don't matter, less than except they apply to a position that you're going to be seen through? You don't need a blind man's eyes to see that you don't know what you mean. You don't need a blind man's eyes to see what you don't mean.
All right, so
it is.
Yes. So the four horsemen of the apocalypse, I am once said, show up every day. They run over the world every day, so they're not a special event.
But they don't land. But they don't land.
Are they going to land soon?
They have. One has.
That's the dark horse?
Yes.
And what is the, are they plague, famine, war, pestilence? Which one are they, the dark horse?
Yes, all those. All those, they land, all those. They all apply. If you listen, if you'll turn on the porn, Bob, turn some porn on, you can hear it from every level. They're ramping up against the COVID virus. They're going to see what they can do. Thousands are laying dead. They don't even know. I mean, he's got it. It's the Black Death. What are we going to do? We don't have hospital rooms. We don't have hospital spaces. It's coming. We're going to have ships and take the healthy people that are sick. I don't understand that. We're going to take the healthy people that are sick and put them on a boat, on Noah's Ark. We're going to put them on an ark so they won't get the virus, so we can doctor them on a boat, on Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got the dark horse. One of the four has landed. What's the difference between the four horsemen and the vile judgments?
The four horsemen are the elocution to the extemporaneous condition of the vile judgment.
The
word the
vile judgment.
Is spoken. The word is spoken, okay? Clearly, the executioner follows the word or the order. The vile judgments are the word. The executioner is the four horsemen.
Right. So you'll have a lot of fundamentalist churches, Protestant, Old Testament guys, they're the ones who say it's the end times and things like that, and the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
It's the end of time. Yeah, Revelation says that, and we do too. It's the end of
right.
time. That's what Revelation
they
starts
say
with.
End times, plural. But anyways, they are in their churches.
The time on earth when time shall be no more.
Yeah, I know. They're in their churches talking about this COVID-19.
They're not now.
Oh, yeah, they can't even go to church. But they were, a couple months ago, they were seeing the coronavirus and saying, this is the four horsemen. They don't understand that the vile judgments are the tech body.
Right,
they would just call it the four
horsemen. They don't understand any of that. See, and they don't even have a place for their church to judge it. See, unless they were preaching about being a Luddite. But then if even the Luddites aren't very good at it,
because they still volunteer stop for the red lights and the stop signs. Those conditions. Crank the electronic ignition on a car.
I mean, they believe they're visible. They believe the outer kingdom too much. They don't see through.
Well, they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. They don't believe it, but yet they engage it. They'll push a doorbell to ring the bell to bring somebody to the door. A good Luddite would never engage such a thing, would they?
All right. So when the churches and university have been shut down.
That's Croker. That's the Croker. That's the Croker Quadrant, by the way.
Right. This situation, they're all planned to come back in 6 weeks and continue the classes.
Uh-huh.
It will remain too intense and people dying and getting worse, the image of getting worse, so that they will not reopen. You're saying
Bachman,
they won't reopen.
Turner, Overdrive, Bob.
Yeah, we're taking care of business.
No, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Here's a little something, Bob, you never going to forget. Yeah. Bam, you'll see.
Do they do also taking care of business? Do they do taking care of business, that song?
They do a version of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people did it.
So it's going to be a lot of crisis, a lot of panic. They're saying, you know, one month, 30 days, and all this stuff. It's not going to happen.
April, May, and Juvember. Juvember. Yeah, they talk about this conversation, and they ask us, and we kind of go along with it and have words to say about it. But if they really, really ask us, what we'd say is, well, as soon as it starts, maybe it'll be over in 31 days. It hasn't begun yet, Bob.
Okay.
It has not begun.
Does it begun in 8 moons from now?
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Am I part of that decision?
We're going to try to – the obvious answer is yes, you can effect it, not affect it. You can effect it. You can preempt it. You can steer it, but you can't quite control it. And we're not going to let you control it right this hot second because we don't want you to hurt yourself. And you could.
Right.
We don't want you. We don't want them coming back saying, you did this. You know, I'm the dark soul. I don't know anything. I'm just here for my friends, and they didn't show up, so I'm good.
In this context, what you just said, what is the effect and what is the affect? Ask that.
The
effect.
The effect is which button to push to decide. You're not going to push any buttons. You're not going to accidentally push the wrong button because you're not going to push any button.
So I'm not engaging. I'm in charge, but I'm not engaging effect, is what you just said.
Correct. That's correct.
So what is affect?
The affect is, what are we going to do next? Does this apply? How? Is this going to go this far? Okay, I don't want it to go much further. Let's curve this in. Let's bring this up. And you're going to look at what is. Your faith is based on what's seen.
So, affect, not effect is the environmental thing, but affect is my personal choice and relationship to it.
Well, we would say you're biased to rational. You're biased to ration.
Right.
You're biased toward ration. Ratio.
Effect is the nice weather out there today. Affect, with the letter A, is what I decide whether I'm going to go to the beach or not and enjoy it or not.
Well, or in our world, it's like it was a nice effect is it's a nice day out today. The affect is it's now I'm going to make it rain and change that effect.
Oh, I can change it. I can influence it.
Yeah. And we're not going to let you do that because they'll blame you for it. They're going to die, Bob, and we don't want them to say you killed them. You did, but we don't want them to say you are the cause of it. I'm not going to let goddamn Bellagio, many more moons, tell us how we're wrong for this plight from God, this abomination from God that has come down to judge the little man. No, darling, little man has judged itself. You can run your mouth all day long you want to. Blame God. Just like they said to Job, Bob,
Why don't you curse God and die? That's what you need to do. That'd be good. So
who's
they're coming
Pelagio?
Up quickly.
Oh, wait, no, I don't want to interrupt your sentence. They're coming up quickly. What's coming up quickly?
The problems, the issues.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And you don't want to blame me. What's Pelagio referred to? A person?
The mayor. The mayor of
New York City.
New York City. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the governor is Queer Qua Quomo, Quickie Mo.
Right. All this talk we just did the last 5-10 minutes, is this okay to broadcast?
Hell yeah, we wouldn't have it any less way.
But not the part where we're giving you an alibi, Bob. You caused it, but we're not going to have that be seen. I won't broadcast that, because that's saying I caused it.
It's not necessary.
Right.
It's not necessary, but or if you want to, we don't care. It makes no difference. Save part of it and bust it up as you want to. It's just fine. But the whole point of it is it's not even begun. The rub is that it hasn't begun. And everybody's acting like, when's it going to be over? We're like, as soon as it starts.
So we haven't entered the tribulations yet, as spelled out
in
the Book of Revelation.
Hell no. This is called rumors of wars. Trump's talking about the war. This is a rumor of a war, but nobody's fighting. How do you have a war where nobody's fighting?
Yeah, correct. So I could play where you're saying I caused it, but because you're not going to have me be fingered, I could play it, but the people will not notice it, or they'll forget it, and I won't be fingered because you're covering that or, quote, protecting me on that point.
Best we can.
I don't want to push it.
Best we can. Well, you can a little bit. As long as you get some effect. As long as you get some effect out of it, Bob. If you get some carriage, if they let you ride around in the chariot one more time, okay. But make sure you get to ride in the chariot. You and Judah Ben-Hur.
Yes. So I could change the nice weather to rain, and then that's affecting. And then what is the effect of that? That choice.
The effect is then everyone else will be judged by the weather that you decide.
Yeah, so effect is
they
the
don't,
environment.
Unlike you, they don't have a choice. You do.
Right, so effect is the environment, in McLuhan terms, the medium that massages us, and the affect is the user is the content. The user decides this relationship
to it. Effect would be the remote control. Affect would be what you choose to watch.
Right, and most people aren't powerful enough to engage their affect.
They watch whatever's on. They watch whatever's on. What was on TV? That's what I watched. What was on. See, they don't have
anything.
Carolyn can change that all around. And you don't watch either because you're not going to have it. You're not going to have somebody else tell you what to watch on TV.
Right. But if Carolyn's going to watch it, she's going to influence it, affect it.
Maybe. Sometimes. Sometimes it's just for fun. Just for the depends.
Okay. So, but were you saying she does?
She has
different?
No hard rule. She has no really hard set rule about it because over her time, she's seen it shift and flip flop up down. It's like a fish out of the water flapping around. She waits till the damn thing dies and then she'll take and dissect it and take it apart. She's waiting on some of them motherfuckers to die and then she's gonna take them apart. Balls.
Right. So, yes. The ratio between effect and affect we're discussing, her ratio is different in that dialectic from me.
Yeah,
from
she
me,
has,
it's different.
She has more parameters. You have one, all her own. Is it or aren't it? It's only black and white. I heard you. I didn't hear you. I understood you. I didn't understand you. Your microphone is bad. Your microphone is good. There is no in between.
Right, so anybody's listening, I'm getting water out of our water thing here, and that's the pumping you're hearing in the background. Right? So what do you call it, water dispensary?
It's a living well, Bob.
Yeah, living well. Okay.
A well where water comes from and the water that makes you well. You're living well,
good
Bob.
One. Yeah, so that was my
coffee
break.
You said we were good for nothing. You said...
You said we were
good
for nothing.
Yeah, you're good for nothing. Basically, you are good for nothing, but you know, occasionally you contribute something. It's like the room with the view. Yeah. You're the lousy maid who, in the end, helps a little bit.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
So we got rumor mail news.
Remember? So that's who we were first on.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't rumor mail news, but somebody close to that world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
the zany-nistic. The zany-nistic.
Yeah. No. The one with the head gravy.
Iona. Iona Miller. And Iona Miller.
It was my Iona. But anyways, you like to say it is. Okay, so I have a question here. Can Hitler ascend in the physical? Why would I ask that? Was he trying to ascend in the physical?
Yes. He was trying to make a perfect race that is one that has ascended. Yes.
And he did it. Yeah, you can't say, he totally fucked up. He had bad motives, evil guy, anti-Semitic. You don't bring those qualities into it. He didn't care.
He didn't care what they were. He didn't care what they were.
And most people would bring judgments like that in there, and that would screw up their own ascension.
Right.
Okay.
It would.
All right, so I have an interesting question about Vico, the philosopher, 1700 or so. Maybe 1800. Italian philosopher James Joyce used his work. He did a book called The New Science, and he laid out three kinds of languages. Okay, so the first, he has the age of chaos, the age of men, the age of heroes, and the age of gods. The age of chaos is simple, little man makes statements like the sky is blue, and that's good enough. That's their myth, where scientists say, no, it's actually oxygen, nitrogen, and whatever they would say. That's a simple level. In the age of men, it's not just in the age of chaos, the first level, myth is a false statement. Then it becomes, in the age of men, an imaginative narrative. And they cite as an example the poetry of Keats. Then you get the age of heroes, where myth answers questions like, what are we, where do we come from? Here, myth is a macro history giving humanity an answer to the basic riddle of the meaning of existence. Then the final level, the age of gods, myth is at the level of understanding of the age of heroes. You understand, when you're a god, that the hero, general, big answers to big questions, is symbolic or figurative. But the world is still divided.
Figure. Don't say figurative, say figure ground.
Right.
Until it lands to something, it wouldn't figure.
Right. So he goes on about this level.
Can't write justify it.
Right. So the age of God is level 4, is the unitive state of the great mystics. It is a state of being analogous to music, in which myth is not simply a description but a performance of the very reality it seeks to describe. Here history becomes the performance of myth. For the experience of recalling enlightens the individual to see that myth is the history of the soul. The ego is locked into a narrow time frame, Plato's cave, and so experiences from the other dimensions of the soul And so experiences from the other dimensions of the soul are recast in the forms and imagery of the ordinary world. But in the experience of illumination, the ego realizes that the narratives that seem to be saying one thing are saying much more. Now, he goes on with examples, and we understand he's not using the word soul the way we do. He's actually talking about the essence. But
right,
we're going to get – I'm getting to the language. So it says in these parables and koans of spiritual enlightenment, there are certain root structures or archetypes of order that derive from principles of cosmic order. These principles are not so much symbols of being as they are crystalline seeds or programs for the unfolding of being. At this level, we have moved beyond the symbolic or figurative level. That was the age of heroes, or you call it figure ground. We've moved beyond the symbolic or figurative level of consciousness to the hieroglyphic. The hieroglyphs are really the nonverbal forms of the languages of gods or angels,
angels defined as the celestial intelligences of the Iranian super tradition.
But they're verbal. Hieroglyphs are verbal.
Okay. For the bottom levels of angelic intelligence overlap with the highest levels of the human. Thus, an initiate like Plato can think in the hieroglyphic language of archetypes when he is in an exalted state of consciousness. These hieroglyphic forms and figures of geometry correspond to Plato's world of forms. So then, ending up, so most mystical schools of education, Kabbalah, Sufi, Yoga, Zen, or Christian theosophy, seek to help the individual move beyond dream or symbolism through meditation. For in meditation, the individual can move out of ordinary mind to think in the hieroglyphic modes of gods and angels. Now, my point is, saying all that, is the chart we have on the wall with those 13 levels, 19 symbols and things, that is not covered by the four levels here. Or is it the language of the age of gods?
It's not the language of some. It's not them.
Not hieroglyphic language of archetypes.
Nope. That's right.
It is deeper than the physics formulas of an Einstein.
Yes, certainly.
Is that the world of lines and spaces?
Potentially. Depends on if you understand the frequency values. If you get the frequency values, then yes.
Excellent. So I suspected it was beyond what we're dealing, and this is the real mystery landscape that Zion's revealing, way beyond any culture, artifacts that humans have developed so far in recorded history.
So far.
Yeah.
Now, that's
going to
change. As you know, it's going to change, but so far, so good.
We're going to find cultures who did have charts like mine and use them appropriately.
Yeah, if you can understand social perception.
Yeah, does that involve a social order? Social perception?
It may, if you can read it. Ha,
oh.
See? There's the rub. Now you have idiots that are engaging that can't read, Bob. So how do they fit into your system? How does the illiterate ascend, right? How does the illiterate ascend? Well, maybe they do it by rote. Maybe, but we don't know. We'll think.
That's what we'll be teaching in the new university. Bob
and signals for the blind.
Right. Good point. That, in other words, we're preparing education for these people who can't read. They quote education. A demonstration.
Yeah, I mean, like people who spend a year trying to read one chapter of McLuhan.
Yeah, they we'll provide a new course curriculum so they don't have to do that. Is that what you're saying?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. So now I know that any markings like on the wall are the crumbs that a parallel worlder has experienced. And if you're doing parallel worlding, you don't need any languages. Correct?
You need all that. You need all languages, you see, because you never know what they're going to speak that you're navigating.
Okay. So you have a familiarity. That will be the function of the mind as a kind of memory, right? That would be
likely. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you call that into knowing.
That's the disservice of the information age. You made it, but you didn't know you made it. I won, but I didn't know there was a battle. See? That's the disservice of it.
Well, it's disservice if the mind was useless, but you created a world where it's useful.
You made use of the uselessness of the mind. Yes, okay.
Oh, okay. And that's a good description of ascension. Making use of the uselessness of the mind. Okay, note that, Suzanne, and Alyssa, and all the bright students in my class.
They're going to say, fix your mic. You got to fix your own mic. Great fun.
I do answer, Kel. Fix your own mic.
Right. Fix your own mic. Happy days.
All right. So, what are you suggesting we end? You say happy days?
No, we're with you if you're done.
Yeah. No. Did you feel that we were done? Is that why you think
it? Don't book it yet. Wait a little bit. You get a better price because they're hurting. They're hurting for certain.
and it's not going to get better for them.
No, because they put too many seats and was cramping people's style. And they pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and they said, fuck you. I'll shut this plane down. You don't say nothing. You sit down and you be glad you got a place to ride. You don't get a nice seat. You don't get good food. You get stale peanuts. That's what you get. We're not serving you, sir. You're not going to have any more room, sir. You didn't buy two seats, you morbidly obese bitch.
And because the plane did that, because the plane company did that, they're getting their comeuppance.
You better know it. Now they're judged. Okay. Now they're like, now you got plenty of room now. You put some more seats. Put four or five more rows in there. That's what you need to do. Tighten it up. Get that profit margins up. Yeah, pump it. Put a few more in there. Stack them, stack. Make them stand up. Make a standing section. That'll make get more people in. That'd be good. So.
And that's not karma.
No, not karma.
Judgment is not karma.
That's just desserts.
Okay. Okay, I think that's it. Any issues that are upset out there in the Outer Kingdom media sphere are not necessarily applying to me because I'm in a different space.
We're going to have to see. When you start pronouncing things, you think about it before you pronounce it for the next few minutes, next little bits. Like right. Showtime, when you start pronouncing, I got something to announce to you. Before you do that, stop and think about it first. Make sure it's what you want to say.
Right. Now, the airplane business doesn't come back, but the stock market's going back up to 30,000.
Well, just up to, almost up to, it's right at 2,000, 20,000. It was almost 30,000, so it went up 200 points, Bob. It went down 10,000, and it went up 200. So, yeah, it's all good because you've given them $1.5 trillion. You're giving everybody, every man, woman, and child that don't make $100,000 a year, $1,000 per person in a family, up to $3,000 or $4,000 twice. So everybody's all excited about that. They're getting money for nothing and the chicks for free. So, Carolyn, I guess it is going to be a socialist world after all. Who in the fuck is going to vote for Bernie Sanders when the Republicans give away money for free? You ain't got to do shit. Just show up.
Is that what they're doing? Is Trump and them becoming socialists?
No, they're just giving money away free because nobody caused this. They said this is no fault of anybody, so here's your money.
So they're usurping Biden and Sanders. They know that politically?
Yeah. And nobody's going to. You don't even hear shit. You try to find them saying something. They ain't nobody saying. They ain't saying nothing. They ain't nothing to say. Here he has. School is out. School, Bernie Sanders. School's going to be free. Well, Trump closed school. Ain't no school to pay for. He can pay for the kids' school. Maybe they could pay for the school that nobody's going to. Then they'll be good. Maybe that's the ticket. Okay, so now we're going to pay for medical for everybody. Okay, Trump says if you got corona, we're going to take care of it. No problem. No deductible, no tit, no tat, no this, no that. You're good. Well, that takes care of that. Now we don't have to refund anything. It's all taken care of. There's nothing done. Now you're going to have telephone doctor by phone. Tech buddy's going to doctor you. Well, that's even better. They can't mess you up. Now you don't even go to the doctor. We'll doctor you over the telephone. We'll prod. We're going to show you how to do your own surgeries. We'll give you a little tin blade and let you whack your own ass off. It'll be good, Bob. We can fix that ass cancer. We'll give you your own knife, and you can do it yourself. It'll be great. We'll even mail you some viscous lidocaine and some morphine sulfate, and have a big day. You'll be all right. It won't hurt in just a minute. Fix that. Then you're going to roll back along and get yourself all fixed up, and then he says, we need some money. Here's you some money, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Praise Bob, from whom all checks flow. He gives us money, don't you know? You'll not go hungry, that's for sure. Praise Bob always, as you know you should. Yeah, kind of sting the doxology for Bob. Praise Bob, because he's giving, now you're giving away money for free. And then they got all fussed, and they're going to say something. He says, you're going to say, why don't you have money to Revelation? I gave you cash. I gave you thousands of dollars and you can't buy. I ain't giving you shit then. I already gave you all this. You didn't do nothing with it, so good for you.
Did you say dark solary? Something like that?
In the song of the doxology, or you gave them money.
Doxology, what's that? Doxology.
The doxology is a song.
Oh, doxology. Doxology.
Yes.
Okay.
Doxology.
Boy, so.
I guess thought.
So you've just been ranting about. So the Democrats have not been able to complain much other than that Trump was too late. But
it doesn't matter. He's right on time because they ain't dead yet. If they was dead, it'd be too late, but they're not.
Right. Now,
they're all upset because 20% of the mental health people have gotten worse, and 29% of the people that were emotionally unbound are now they're falling for it. So the sick
falling
people are
what?
Now crazy. They're falling over themselves. They're card-carrying crazy. They become manic. Mania.
And so,
mania gets to take over after a little while.
And they're blaming Trump for that. That was
the really insane ones, aren't they? They don't know who Trump is.
No, the Democrats. What are they blaming Trump now for?
Who?
What did he do wrong?
They're
now?
Not even talking. Nobody's listening to
right.
them. They're
I
not
said
saying
that,
anything.
I know. I said that to Carolyn. I haven't heard from Pelosi for a week. She actually
right.
she knows to shut up. Does she know to shut up?
Well, Mr. You're the governor of California. There's everything we asked for. Trump gave us and a little bit more. Then Geronimo, whatever it is in New York City, the mayor governor. He said Trump sent us ships, he sent us airplanes, he sent us beds, he sent us hospitals. Everything we asked for, he gave us and a whole little extra. And we just asked him, and he got on the phone and said, "Yeah, you can have everything right here, right now." Want to thank President Trump for responding this way. Want to thank President Trump for meeting our every need. We want to thank President Trump for making all our dreams come fucking true, because we ain't going to pay for shit. So we're going to put Chris Christie in charge of it, and we'll show you how to not pay for something. If you want to know how to not pay for something, get Chris Christie in charge of it. And then we're going to turn right around, and everything's just wonderful. And then Nucky Thompson's going to come run the boardwalk, Bob. It's going to be great.
Bring back Nucky, yeah. Okay, so I think that's it. There might be a couple of lingering points, but we'll get back to them in the next episode. Okay.
Yes, the next episode. Hold on. Stay tuned. News at 11.
That's the first time our session's been called episodes. Okay, thank you very much, Ian. Fine performance by Ian.
You're welcome. You're welcome very much. If you get at least one soundbite out of the garble, huh?
Yeah. Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night.